Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to another captaincy video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. After a blank game week and an international break, we are back to look ahead to the best captaincy candidate for game week 30. My name is Joe and usually I'm joined by David. And usually I say, David, how are you? I asked him that this morning and unfortunately he's not very well. He's got a bit of a cold. So onwards and upwards, it's just me. For the moment. So what we'll do is we'll have a look through some of the research that's been going on at Fantasy Football Scout, and I'll put up some slides. We'll chat through that. So lots of choices this week. Let's start with Spurs against a lackluster Newcastle. Harry Kane scored last time out, scored for his country this week, and he looks a great option for the armband against the seemingly championship-bound Newcastle. So let's put some stats up. With all of these stats I'm putting up, these are all last four matches, unless specified. So a bit later, I do have an all-matches stats to put up. But just last four matches so far. And what these show is that Kane has had four big chances. That's a big chance every match. On average, Bale is next with three, but will he start? Vinicius with two, but will he start? Son, you would imagine, would start. It's just the one big chance, but he has created 10 chances there. So Kane created four chances, had four big chances. Get this, shots inside the box, eight, shots on target, six. These are great. This is prime Kane stats. This is what you like to see. And he's against, as we've discussed, a very poor Newcastle side. So he's my current bus captain at the moment. He is the sensible choice for the captaincy. But as those that backed, say, Trossard or Lingard last time out, perhaps the sensible choice is not the best one. And there may be better options this week. For example, Son. I mean, I sort of mentioned him below Kane as a sort of also-ran, but 10 chances created, not to be sniffed at. Also, Newcastle is the second worst this season when it comes to conceding crosses on their right side, which should favour whoever plays on the left attack at Spurs. So it could be Son there. A good option. So I don't discount Son. If I didn't have Kane, but I would probably have Kane for this fixture. But I think Son is a very, very good option. If you just want to go against Kane and think that he might score more, chances are if Son does well, Kane will probably do well. If Kane does well, Son will probably do well. So one of those, great option. Newcastle, though, not the worst defence. So here are the worst defences, last four. And we can see Newcastle there. They've conceded seven big chances, but there's plenty of teams that have conceded more. Right at the top there, Sheffield United, they were sort of out on their own. 19 big chances conceded. They've conceded nine goals. They're expected to have conceded 11. They've actually been marginally lucky to only concede nine over the last four. And they've kept one clean sheet. Burnley there, not great either. 12 big chances they've conceded. Seven goals conceded. And they were expected to concede about seven. So, you know, They're sort of on par for what they should be conceding there. But you can see Newcastle's quite far down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 8 worse defences over the last 4 than Newcastle. Newcastle's still pretty poor though. Just 1 clean sheet. Big chances conceded 7 and their goals conceded 6. So it's perhaps not the drubbing we might think. And perhaps if we were to follow the fixtures and the form... and player form as well, it could be Leeds. So Leeds play Sheffield United. And let's have a look at their assets as well. So we can see, not to be sniffed at, Rafinha has created 11 chances, scored a goal, had 4 shots on target. His expected goal involvement's a couple over the last 4 matches. Bamford next. He was carrying an injury, but I think I read somewhere from his interview on one of the Leeds official podcasts that he was expecting to be fine. And he does seem to be a bit superhuman at the moment. So, yeah, chances created 3. And he's had a shot on target. And 1 assist. So stat underlying stats not so great, but we know with Bamford, we know that Sheffield United's defence is poor, errors there, Bamford's on penalties, Bamford and Rafinha, great options there. Cooper, Harrison next in line when it comes to expected goal involvements, but it's really Rafinha or Bamford there. I would be tempted to captain Rafinha if you want to go against Kane there. Rafinha or Bamford are good options, and one of those will probably be my vice captain going into this, because it's hard to bet against Kane against Newcastle, but nevertheless, if you are going to, these are very good options. Moving down the rest of the fixtures, so I'll just put the fixtures back up again, so we can see there once again just how favourable that fixture is for Leeds against Sheffield United. Fernandes is a great captaincy option any week, no matter who he's against. Brighton, the famed XG champions, are fulfilling their stat potential. So I don't know whether this is a potential good fixture for Fernandes, but he is Fernandes. So I think if you're captaincing Fernandes, it's more out of his pedigree, his hope, and slight bias of remembering the last fixture Manchester United had against Brighton, where there was about an hour of extra time and Fernandes got a double-digit haul somehow out of the bag. We know he can get that against anyone. But looking at the stats, last 4, Bruno Fernandes, he's created a couple of big chances, created 11 chances. Number of big chances, 2. Created 11 chances, 7 goal attempts, 3 of those on target, and he scored a goal there. Martial, Cavani and Rashford sort of also rans. I think given Brighton's potential to stifle teams, Fernandes is always a good option, but I don't think he's quite as good an option on paper as the Leeds assets and indeed Kane or Son. There are other options as well. It's quite good not having a blank game week. We have lots of other options. Calvert-Lewin against Palace. So let's put the picture of him up because I've got some stats as well to put up in a sec. And the stats I'm going to put up are of all matches. I actually think that Calvert-Lewin is one of those nice moments that happens where you get a really nice matchup. You get the top player of something against the team that is particularly prone to conceding at that particular skill. So here are the stats. These are all matches. And what these are is headed goals. Calvert-Lewin, across the season, has scored the most headed goals. He scored 6. Kane, Cavani, next with 4. And then you've got Benteke, Suchek, Vestergaard. You start moving into the towering, leaping like a salmon, like centre-backs. But Calvert-Lewin, very strong there. Headed goal attempts, 23. Only Kane and Suchek can better him at that. And only by 1. They've had 24. And headed goal attempts on target, 9. And once again, he's with Kane and Suchek and indeed Benteke amongst this. So basically he scores headed goals, very good. And having a look, all matches, headed goal attempts conceded, hey presto, is Crystal Palace. And they're a bit out on their own as well. So they are the worst at conceding headed goal attempts. Their attempts from set plays conceded, they're the worst as well. They're 130 they've conceded this season. It's West Brom headed goal attempts. They've conceded 79, but Crystal Palace 91. Newcastle have conceded 75. Crystal Palace 91. So it's a really nice matchup there. Calvert-Lewin, I think, is a very strong captaincy contender. But there are more. There are more options. Chelsea are at home to West Brom. But who plays? And could Alonso be the best Mavericks choice this week? If he plays, a clean sheet, seemingly nailed in. It's all points, all FPL points. Could get bonus, could get attacking returns. Well, let's have a look at some of the stats, see who the best options are. Last four, again, expected goal involvement. It's actually Werner is out there. Could Werner be an outside shot there? Got to factor in Champions League. Will they play? That's what you've got to factor in there. You've also got to factor in that the Chelsea defence seems to be the best place to go for FPL assets of late, because you might get an attacking return. But of course, you've got those clean sheets, wonderful clean sheet potential. Havertz is playing as a number nine. He could be quite a strong punt this week. I think Chelsea is where your Maverick captaincy choices will go, because you don't know where they're going to start. And also, you're not quite sure who's going to score. So looking at the shots inside the box, who is getting sort of close range shots over the last four matches? Werner, Havertz, Alonso all had six. Then Giroud with five. He could play. Zouma's had five. Mount's had four. And Ziyech has three. Any one of them can haul. But which one will it be? And I think that is the conundrum with Chelsea for me. I think they're strong assets. It's a great fixture against West Brom, who are down and out. But which one will play? And which one will score? Someone is. I don't know which one. So for me, once again, going back to the fixtures, it's looking like Kane on and Son and the Leeds assets look to be the strongest contenders. Look at, just before we go, looking at some of the other fixtures, it's a bit of an annoying week for a lot of the premium, usual favoured captaincy assets. So I know Salah's let people down. Jota could be an option against Arsenal, though. What's going to happen? I mean, there was three all last time Arsenal played. That was against West Ham. Arsenal, by the same token, against Liverpool could be options there. But it just doesn't seem like the favourable fixture for me to go for the captaincy. But let's not discount them. You know, Liverpool have great assets. Arsenal have great assets. And then moving down there, you've sort of got, just think, Leicester, Man City would be the other option. Man City, great assets. Leicester, great assets. Vardy, Iheanacho on form. But this is just reeling off. I haven't got the evidence for them. You can find evidence for any scenario you want with the stats. But I would really be shoehorning the stats in if I was to say, go for Iheanacho as a captaincy this week. And it's not to discount him, but I just think I would be trying to find stats to prove he's a good asset. Man City's defence is so good. Is he really? Leicester, their defence is improving. The whole team is improving. So he's a Man City asset, especially with Champions League coming up, the best asset. I'm not sure for the captaincy. Anyway, I hope that's given you some food for thought. We've raced through it today. No David to add in some extra stats there, but do check out Fantasy Football Scout for more information. We've got lots of articles this week which will help with your captaincy decision. Also, we've got plenty of videos and podcasts coming out for the rest of the week. If you like this video, do press like. I'll appreciate that. But also, do remember to subscribe wherever you're listening or watching to this. And we do remember the members area at Fantasy Football Scout. But for the time being, good luck everyone with your captaincy decision.